Thanks for tuning in to LGR Reviews on the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone.
Like always, I'd like to thank the Patreons before we get started. And let's get started, man. It's going to be season 2, 30 coins, episode 6, man. We're going to talk about it. Right after I hit the right thing. Alrighty, guys, how's everybody doing out there, man? We doing the thing, talking about 30 coins like we've been doing for this full season 2, right on time. A little bit late because my man Caleb here had to watch his team in a very close matchup on Thursday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. But if you're there, man, watching the show like after we go live, because we're going a little bit later, so not a lot of you may catch it live. Like, hit that like and subscribe button for us right there that you see popping up, man. But let's get this one started, man, because we're starting late. We'll go ahead and hit this one up and do it like a quick one. But we got 30 coins, episode 6, season 2. I thoroughly enjoyed this episode, man. I thought it had the right amount of, like, say, action pieces and stuff like that mixed in with some good story. I actually thought the story with this got any better. I think we already understand now, like, more about where the characters are coming from and where they're going and where they're heading, especially the main characters. So I thought they really like got that started and moving now. So now, like, all the episodes before this, I didn't know where this story was really going to be shaken out, where it was going to be going, what we was even going to be doing. After this week's episode, really starting to like see where the paths are leading and heading, man. What'd you think about the episode?
Yeah, I think it's one of the more just pure entertaining episodes on this season. I thought we got a lot of good stuff. But I do gotta say, I mean, this is just more and more Power Rangers. I mean, just the way you just tell, like, they send monsters after this group of people, and they feed them really quick. But just the way that green creature, it literally broke up like a putty monster from Power Rangers. It literally broke in the same way. I'm like, come on, man, come on. That was just it was too much parallel. But overall, I was really entertained by this. Like you said, a lot of story. They had this, you know, big convention of these rich people. And, you know, that's kind of like a little bit like a conspiracy theory in like the real world of you know, people thinking that rich people get together and, you know, try to decide of, you know, when the end of the world and how we're going to face it. And, you know, they really portrayed that, in a pretty entertaining way in this episode, so I definitely like that part. I really like
it. I love the fact that there was this different things, like, so you have the, you know, Paul's character here, like, he's in control of that one guy, and then he has to leave to go join that like cult, basically, like these got set up with all these rich people that are like basically probably getting donation money from them and stuff like that, so he can bring upon the end of the world kind of thing. And he's like, well, because you're part of my club, you guys, you know, you're basically get to get on Noah's Ark, basically, is like how we can relate to it.
Exactly.
And, but he gives like one of his men, like, the power to start controlling the priest. And then that guy screws up really fast. And like, that dude is basically an idiot, but it was just like hilarious to me, to be honest. The kill in this one, to me, like we've always pointed out, there's always like a creative kill. I love the way the priest died in this one. Now, not the first guy, not the one that you're talking about, where he's still like kind of the green figure.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but
the real priest is
that was a dope kill.
I really like that, really loved it. It looked cool as hell. It was cool all around, dude.
And it was surprising. Like,
it was surprising.
It was just kind of giving a shock value to it, because it was like a lightning strike and they kind of threw you off and like, now bam, just like sliced in half.
And I bro, that wire fell down like and snapped on his ass, bro. Snap, crackle, pop, and the priest was dead, dude. But it wasn't a snap, crackle, pop. It was more like a cut right through the middle of his body, man. And then he kind of just slowly falls apart, which is always cool. That was pretty damn nifty, man. So I got to give this episode props on that. Like, that was a cool death. Because like you said,
it kind of felt like a Final Destination type of kill when you, yep, you get the lightning strike and it kind of fell and then he gets the slice in half. So it really reminded me of Final Destination.
That really fits, though, what I've been saying this whole time is this show is not to be made to be broken down in any serious form. It's a show to watch and have fun. If you like a little bit of gore, you like horror style stuff and scenery and everything, like, it's perfect for you. You don't have to like break it down piece by piece and all this. It's a show to have fun with. And like, bro, that was a fun moment because it was basically them saying, like, you know what? One of the guys working on the show might be a Final Destination fan, you know, from back in that series, whenever it was going strong back in the day. And he's like, I'm going to throw a death in here. That's like a Final Destination death. Cause it was like lightning came down, hit a tree that fell over, hit some like power lines. And then the power line like snapped off, boom, 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 went right through the middle of that dude, cut his ass in half. It was like really cool looking and all that. So like, I love the fact that this show, it'll throw some things out there that may not even seem like, this don't make sense kind of stuff sometimes, but you can still have fun with it. Like, I still have fun with that moment in the show. And like I said, like the story. So now we know a little bit more about that book that Paco, you know, and his mistress is like, you know, doing the thing with and like checking out. Man, I could never remember these people's names, to be honest with you. But like, except for Paco's for some reason, like I remember his name like every single time. But like, and we know that one guy that's basically like the devil that was the main part of season one, like he's been kind of confusing. Like, what is he really doing? And in this episode, we kind of figure out, well, maybe he is kind of like a leader. Maybe he is the devil and he's trying to stop the end of the world, because that's what Paul Giamatti's character is trying to do, is bring upon the end of the world by using like God this time, by having God come back and destroy it. And like the devil's like, hell no, dog. I'm in a good spot. I got a lot of souls coming to hell because there's a lot of heathens out there. A lot of heathens, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, bro, I'm in a good spot. Yeah. Like, I don't want the world to end right now. He doesn't want it to go down like that. So, you know, he's actually trying to stop it. So we see the priest die, but like the devil thought that he was in good standings because that priest was going to be something that was going to help them stop, you know, what Paul Giamatti character is doing. And then when he falls, you know, you had the one guy, that priest from the first season, like he's down in hell too, along with the priest that was like the hero. And you see them kind of meet up during this episode. And then they're about to throw a home dude down his ass into the fiery depths of hell, like the real hell. You know what I'm saying? About to burn his ass alive.
The way they do it, friend in there. You just threw
his torso. Yeah, just fucked his ass up, bro. Then 100%, like, that was just like a really cool part of the show was like that happened and they stopped from throwing him in at the last moment because basically they're like, hey, we got to do something to stop this now that priest is out of the way. They thought the priest had gotten away and was good to go, but now he's not. So now they're going to team up these guys that were like bitter enemies in the last one. I mean, literally they both died by getting tackled and falling off the top of a roof, basically, like in the first season. And now they're having the team up. And I thought it was really cool. They didn't just show up on Earth like they did, looking like exactly like they did in the first season. They came back looking like zombies, dude. Like they had been dead for a while. Yeah, so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And it was a funny scene. You know, going to this weird place that had, you know, some makeup and some whatever type of stuff that they had to fix up their faces. They were just kind of gluing their skin together and, using, you know, staples and duct tape and whatever they can find to try to look kind of decent. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought this was like an entertaining episode because I thought there was little entertaining scenes going on.
That was funny. Like, they brought some, like, comedy in there, like, legitimately good comedy because, like, the one dude's, like, face is all messed up and his jaw's messed up and he can't even talk right. He's like, man, I look like a mess and all this stuff. And they're trying to help each other out, look as good as possible. So whenever they show up, people just don't shit themselves because they literally look like zombies from like the originals, zombie movie by George A. Romero, Night of the Living Dead, to be honest with you. So, hey man, but there was a lot of good stuff in this. Not a lot of things, I think, to break down, but I do think, like I said, we have a clearer path for a lot of these characters. Like, we do know where they're headed. So now we know that these two priests from hell are coming in to help stop Paul Giamatti's character. I'm going to be honest with you. One of my biggest predictions is Paco's, you know, ex-girlfriend over there. One of the big honchos now that's hooked up with Paul. Bruh, she's going to cause Paul's downfall because she still loves Paco. So the end of the show is probably going to be, the end of this season is probably going to be shit's hitting the fan. Paul Giamatti's character looks like he's about to win, possibly. He's about to take out Paco's ass. You know what I'm saying? And then at the last minute, she's going to, like, do something to save Paco because she still loves him so much.
That was another cool scene of him getting dragged down by the lady in the water. It was like a really weird underwater scene, kind of scary, kind of lady in the water type of mood there. That him getting kind of dragged down, and all of a sudden he appears on.
That's what I'm saying. That's a cool scene. That's a cool scene, Caleb. But that's what I'm talking about is how they just throw some cool stuff in here, right? Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, why was that happening, right? Like, we don't even know really. It was just like a scene. They're by some water, and then the fucking lady in the water, like you're talking about, like with the white robes and stuff, grabs, you know, one of them and everything. It's like, it doesn't necessarily make sense, but it makes it fun. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is definitely a show. Turn your brain off. Don't care about the details, right? Don't care about that stuff. Just do your thing. Because it's like, if you want to be critical, like you can say at the first part of the episode when Paul Giamatti's character, you know, he's like in charge of the priest and he's trying to fool him. And then he has to go to this little meeting or whatever it was, you know, with all these rich people. I get that meeting is important, but what he's doing is super important. You would like a ultimate bad guy wouldn't leave his subordinate there to make some stupid decisions that's going to ultimately like stop him from doing what he's doing. He would have saw that through. He wouldn't have left that to somebody else. He would have been like, well, fuck those rich guys. They can wait. Right. Like, but they did the thing because that was funny, right? Like, this guy gets control. Paul Giamatti's character leaves. This other guy gets control and almost immediately fucks it up, like doesn't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? Then he realizes it, and then, like, the magic, I guess, or whatever is making these, like, green figurines do their thing starts to wear off. And then, is his arm, like, ripped off or tore off or whatever? And then, like, Paco just grabs him and throws him down, and he just, like, clobbers to the ground and turns into that green stuff. Like you said, look like a Power Rangers bad guy, like falling apart.
Yeah. The one thing we didn't hit off, I think it's the main part of the story, is that the townspeople, you know, finally got off their asses and kind of got out of there.
Kind
of waiting for them to do something. But also, they were saying that in the spell, in the book, it calls for some mathematician to do some math, you know, type of calculating that doesn't exist. But they showed in the last episode that guy with the cane can do math. Some weird thing about him that he does math really well. So I think he's important. True. That's why they showed him kind of showed him single shots of him, you know, kind of getting away, and that he's important, that he may be the key to doing that spell because he can do math really well.
So yeah, this particular book that they had going on is like a book that can like unlock spells, and it takes like math and stuff like that to open up the spells and be able to use them and all this stuff. They didn't know the language it was done, but I think they said, I may get the country wrong, but like in the show, like a guy, like a Dutch guy or something like that, was able to put some stuff together, and he figured out the language that it was in and all that. But like, you also like to be able to do this correctly, like you said, you have to have that math component. Which, yeah, you bring up a very good point. I didn't actually put two and two together there. I knew that was like an important part. And we learned about the book, like I said, like this book they've been running around with, and Paul Giamatti's character is trying to send different things to try to get the book in his hands. But like now we know like the importance of the book and everything else. And now we know the importance of why did that guy go to the asylum? Like me and you talked about, the YouTube girl was kind of like in a crappy part of the story, but now we know what she's going to be, right? Like her story got better the last episode. We learned what she can be able to do. She's like an influencer with some fans, and they can use them here and there to start like a little small army to try to like help do something that they got to do, right? Her fans will band together and help them out. So now we know kind of what her story part's doing. And then on the top of that, like you said, the guy that was like a general or like basically like head of the police or whatnot in the original town from season one, like he went to that asylum to try to figure some stuff out. It looked like almost that side of the story was just like a little side quest. It really didn't mean a lot, but you're right. He ends up having all of them escape, pretty much all of them escape in this episode, which means, like you said,
because the old guy figured out how to unlock the keypad because he knows how to do math really well with all the different combinations. He figured out all the different combinations, and that's what the
secret. And that's crazy to be able to do like with your head, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. We also didn't mention this. The girl with the powers just coming out of nowhere. You know, I don't think we mentioned that she got powers. Some, I guess, for all the torture that they were doing, it made her powers come out, I guess. Whatever experiments they were doing. And yeah, and they showed her what she can do too. She might be a key piece as well, fighting, you know, some of these demons and whatever that's going to come along.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a bunch of like roads that were split apart. We didn't really know where they were going. And now we know kind of like the main road that they're going to converge on, right? We don't know exactly how or when or what episode certain things that happen, but now we kind of see the through line. Now we kind of see where the show is going to probably be at the very end, at least close to it, and everything else. And I just think, like I said, I think this is probably you mix everything together, the story, you know, the creative kill that we saw, some of the creative things they did during the episode as well, along with all the normal stuff. Man, like the hell scene was still cool again. That's been one of the coolest things that we've seen in this show so far. But yeah, you put all this stuff together and it starts to like really like kick in and all that. And I really like it. Really enjoying this season. This season actually, like, even though the first season got me like where I wanted to watch 30 Coins and give the second season a chance to see where they're going to go with it. This season, I'm not going to prejudge it right now because it's not over. Maybe they don't stick the landing. You know what I'm saying? I thought the first season was pretty good throughout, even enjoyed the final season or final episode and everything else. But man, I think season two might be on the road way to like actually being better than season one. And that, you don't get to say that a lot. Yeah, a lot of times.
I think they're different because I think the first season was a lot more horror, a lot more scarier than this season. This one's a lot more fun and entertainment value. A lot of just, you know, different crazy stuff happening.
I agree. There was a lot of things like they did more with the creatures and stuff like that that could have been more horrifying and everything. And like in this season, there's more of the normal stuff, like the guy dying. Like in the other season, we would have saw the dude getting ripped in half by some baby monster killer baby thing or whatever, right? Like in this season, it happened like it was like the whole cool different way to do it and kill. And we saw someone die at the beginning part of this season from like a drone that gets controlled basically and goes and chops his ass in half. So yeah, they're still doing cool, interesting things. And you're right, it's a little different. I think the scenery is different too. Like being in a lot of different places makes it pretty cool and all this stuff. Like, and like I said, the hell stuff that's been going on, like, you know, down there with the demons and stuff and their design and look and stuff has always been pretty good during this whole season so far. But I am digging it. I'm loving it so far. Can't wait till the next episode. This episode really got me pumped because now I know and understand more about what's going on. There were a couple of episodes, I'd say the weakest thing so far this season. There's a couple of episodes, a couple of the stories and stuff. We was like, bro, what the freak is going on here? We don't even
dragged really care a little bit. For it. Dragged a little bit.
Now I can honestly say there's not a part of the story that I don't care to pay attention to. Where there was, like most of the episode was really good. We both enjoyed it. But there were these points and plots or whatever that was going on that really didn't seem that interesting. We didn't love as much. Then we come to this and it's like, bro, this is actually like now it's coming together. So now all the stuff I thought was weak, I understand why it's there, why they did what they did, why they brought the character in to be able to do like certain things. So let's see how this season wraps up. Do you remember how many? I didn't ever actually pre-look at this and see how many episodes are going to be coming out. Is this like a 8, 9, 10 episode run?
I need to actually look that up at one point
because I'm kind of like, I'm kind of wondering, you know, how many episodes. I think like the first season was
last season was eight episodes.
Yeah, 8 episodes. So, but they actually had some episodes in the first season that was a movie length. You remember? They were like episodes that were like an hour and a half long. like kind of crazy on some of their link.
I'm not sure how many this season.
But I kind of like that. Some of the things I've not been liking with, say, Marvel or watching even like some of the Star Wars stuff they've been putting out is I already know like how many episodes it's going to be. So you can kind of figure things out better. It's kind of like good that you're kind of going in a little blind, that you don't actually look up everything and see how long all the episodes are going to be or see how many episodes you're even going to get. Because like, I don't know, like if it's 8 episodes, that means we only got 2 episodes left. But like, because I don't know, like, it's like, bro, we could, you know, be in here for 12 and we just keep watching the episodes and see what's going on. But I hope everybody else is watching 30 Coins. Is enjoying it. Me and Caleb's obviously enjoying it. We're talking about it very positively. I wasn't expecting it, to be honest with you. I thought this was going to be a season one that was super great, but because it got kind of popular, that they're going to allow them to do a season two. They're going to throw some money at it and do a bunch of stupid ass like things and like it just not be good at all. It was just something they just did because the first season was kind of popular. Because the first season could have ended. They didn't have to add nothing else to it. That was a perfectly contained story, but they've done a good job of making a reason for season two and moving the characters along. So I'm super fine with it and enjoying it, man. You got any last things, Caleb, before we get out of here?
No, I think we covered everything. I mean, this, it was a good episode. That's all I can say.
Yeah, damn good episode, dude. Because even when the CGI looks a little cheesy or whatever, like we brought it up before, it's like, it's still good. It still makes you kind of like grin or laugh or whatever, right? Like, it's just a show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Well, especially when they threw him off the whatever, the balcony or whatever. That was
the balcony, yeah.
A little bit of cheesiness going on there, but that's okay. It is whatever.
But you know what? I also like diving into some of these other culture stories, because this isn't like an American-made product. Yeah. This is like when you watch it, it comes up HBO Europe and everything else, right? Because it's from a European country, and like getting these stories that people want to tell from different cultures is kind of cool, man. It makes you like think, like it's almost like, man, I'm going to like history class or something. You know, I'm learning something here. Like I'm getting culturified. You know what I'm saying? Here in Alabama, we don't have a lot of that. You know what I'm talking about? So this is one of those shows that I can be like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I can sit around and say how I've been watching foreign projects around the world. You know what I'm saying? Makes me seem like I'm classier.
Yep.
Well, with that being said, we're about to get out. Thank you, Adelia, for watching. Thank you, Brandy, and everybody else that has watched and will watch with the thing. And sorry we started it late, but Thursday night football, you see this man still wearing his Dallas Cowboys. He was super excited, super close game. At least his game ended good for him, unlike my Auburn Tigers last week. It was devastating. But with that being said, we're out of here, guys. Until next time, peace.
Yeah.
And I just hit the wrong button. Wrong button, baby. That's what happens when you lie. That man, dude.